The Board of Trustees meeting to order, March 26, 2026, at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, Clerk.
Richard Rigby, Manager.
Kermit Price, Mill Hill.
Paul James, Hiram.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Randy Pieser, Nibley.
Jeff Rickson, Incorporated.
David Woodham, Allegan.
Craig Rigby, Newton.
Kelly Nelson, Wellsville.
Duncan Greer, Richmond.
Jake Adams, Smithfield.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Art Hears, Bendon.
Dave Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Thank you. Well, everybody, welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
We do need to make a, you're going to say, talk about it.
I was going to do my report.
Paul James, I move that we adopt the agenda as written.
We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
David Wood, second.
Okay, we got a motion, a second. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Swear the new trustees.
What?
Swear the new trustees?
What it said?
Swear in. Since they're both here, I don't have a paper. I can do Mendon's, can't I? I can still do Mendon's.
Probably.
All right, we'll just do both Mendon and Smithfield's. So if you want to stand and raise your right hand.
So Art, we're going to swear you in today. So you'll stand and read this behind you.
And then I'll get paperwork. Okay, so raise your right hand and then you can just read that out loud. If you need to move closer, you can.
I got really bad eyes here.
Okay, you're good.
Arthur Frank Hears. I, Arthur Frank Hears, having been appointed to the Office of Cache Mosquito Abatement District Trustee, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Perfect. Okay, and then Jay.
Okay. I, Jay Downs, having been appointed to the Office of Cache Mosquito Abatement District Trustee, do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Review and approve minutes from February 26th meeting. Can't even believe we're here again. Seems like we just had this meeting last week. I can't believe we're here again already.
No, we're at the review improvement, the minutes.
We're at number three.
Okay. Craig Rigby, I'm going to read the minutes.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Joe Archer, I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Zions Bank, question and answer.
Okay. So Richard knows, how does Richard Bean fit into this?
Richard Bean is on the High Council with me, so we got talking with him, and you probably know Richard Bean as well, because Richard Bean is the one that's over our Zions account. And so I asked him, I said, hey, something's not right with our account, and we feel like we're being nickel and dime. And he goes, well, what can we do? And so they've got a new treasurer in the finance, and they got together. And they were hoping to be here tonight, but he called me today and asked some questions, and I had him move over. But he's in Zions, he's the account manager over our account for Zions. So that's how he's involved. And so Sierra got to talk to the financing part of that.
Figured we'd start with there. So the financing, their name is Steve and Justin, and I had a 15-20 minute call with them. So we talked about our positive pay, which should be only $35, a flat rate every month, should be $35. So I brought up, I'm like, that's not what our bank account says, because when we started it was at $53.50, the next month was $65, the next month was $57, and they're like, that's not right. And I'm like, yeah, it's not right. Like, if you're going to say, tell us one thing, and this is what's being done, then, and then I told them that we, with other banks and everything. So, it should be a flat rate of 35, and it doesn't matter how many transactions or how many things come through. It shouldn't fluctuate. And so he said that from now on will be a straight $35 for a positive pay. That just, a positive pay just, it keeps track of, like, make sure that nothing gets out on the dark web like it did before.
Okay.
So it's going to be $35, not 55, not 65, not. And if the next month, if it is, he's like, you call me straight away and we will make sure that we'll look into it again. So I have his number, and if it's more than 35, then I will be calling him.
And talking to Richard before he called, I talked to him about that positive pay as well. With that positive pay, what it does is it puts the onus back onto the bank, where without that positive pay, if something happens with a check or something, nothing, the bank can't, is not held reliable or responsible for, unless it came from them, of course. But with the positive pay, it puts the onus more onto the bank itself. So that is the positive pay is a good thing for us.
Especially with it being $35 versus whatever we've been paying. And then I know last time we talked about the ACH, but the more Dave and I, we met with the person the next day, the more we talked about it, it just did not feel right. We were like, no, this is not for us. So they did cancel that. We will not be charged. So all we will have is the positive pay. And I looked into just doing certified mail. And if I use my own stamp, if we use our own stamps, which I got a whole roll, if we use our own stamp, use and send it certified mail, it's $5.30. And I was talking to Richard, we have like 10 checks, 10, 15 checks that we maybe send out for chemicals or...
A year.
So 10, 15 checks a year that we send. So I figured I would just send things certified mail.
So that would
do
be...
Do away with that. What do you call it?
ACH.
Yeah, do away with that.
So it would be about $60 a year for those instead of $35 a month for 12 months. So,
well, yeah, I mean, supposedly it's going to, they got it under control, but the rate will probably just go up. I'm of the opinion that maybe we should not do that anymore. That check that got scammed or hacked or whatever, that got stolen out of the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's certified mail, that's supposed to be, isn't that guaranteed? If it doesn't get there, then what happens?
Well, they just sign for it.
Oh, you're...
I mean, the people that have, isn't that what certified mail is? If that request,
it's not guaranteed or insured or anything?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, don't know how certified mail is. It's just a little... extra.
So is there a charge for ACH?
There was, yes. It was going to be 35 plus another 35
a month
for the two things.
But we only send out like 10 checks a year that need it. The trustee checks go out, but if, you know, if I steal your check, you don't even care, right? But if somebody steals our...
With the other $35 thing, with the positive pay, they can't cash it until you approve it, right?
Yes.
So that's it.
So we got a double.
So you probably don't need it certified because you have to approve it anyway.
It's true.
Yeah.
So just, I only did that one time, the check that I sent out Monday, just to see what the price was.
And with this positive pay, if it ever gets scammed again, and they actually cash it somewhere, or somebody cashes it, then Zion's supposed to be responsible for it. So I guess that's the benefit of it. If it's 35, if it's going up to
Yeah, right now they.
For long, it's worth more than what the checks are, you know.
So yeah, so it'd be a set rate of 35.
According to all knowing Google, certified mail provides the sender with a mailing receipt, online tracking, and electronic verification that the item was delivered or that a delivery attempt was made. It requires the recipient to sign for the letter upon arrival, offering legal proof of delivery. So, like, the check that got stolen was put into a mailbox and just left, and somebody stole it out of that mailbox, where this has to be hand-delivered to somebody, but somebody, I guess, could be sitting there at the mailbox.
Well, somebody in the office,
probably. Yeah, at the office, so something like that.
Maybe what we ought to do is look at if it's over so much money, do it certified mail.
It's usually, and usually it's the chemicals that are the big things. So like the
I don't see a big
four or five
certified mail either.
Like I said, with 10 or between, if it's $5 and something cents, so say $5.50, and we send 10 of them, that's $55 a year is all that's certified. We can eat that, where if we're doing ACH, it'd be $35 a month. So that's over 350, about $400, yeah. Oh yeah. But deposit pay now is only $35 a month, so we with that. But I would say we do keep the positive pay because that makes sure that what's going out, and if it tries to get cashed, yeah, we're good with that being cashed. If not, then it's no good. So that positive pay protects us that way, and then just the certified mail with those bigger checks, anything, like you said, Paul, over, you know, $500 or whatever.
Yeah. And if we needed to, we could also just go into Zions and wire it. Yeah. Instead, I could just go to Smithfield branch, just wire it wherever we need to go.
Well, be able to check pay, you know, bill pay.
Yeah, if you want to do that.
Just do the online bill pay and they send the check.
If that would be for all of them?
I don't know.
You just, anytime I wanted, if we had a real big one for chemicals, I could just go in and
just do it on, yeah.
Yeah. Sierra and I could go in and do it all together. At that.
Yeah, we could do that.
There's just a lot of options. This other thing they were trying to sell us was probably designed for a company with more transactions than we have by far, where it'd be hard to keep track of them or hard to keep, you know, trace them. Where ours is, we don't have that many.
Because it counts for both ways, because you receive funds that way too, right, through ACH.
What about the idea of just a debit or a credit card, electronically pay the bills?
Well, we try to, but when a chemical checks $3,500.
$35,000.
$35,000, that's a big.
Yeah, you have one of them a year or two.
But it depends, with four vendors, we could have four of them, and then you're eating a 3% credit card on top of that. It.
Yeah.
Well, we ran into that the last time where we had a repair on a truck, and it put us over the limit, and then so we couldn't get the. So then, did you end up using your? How did we get that resolved?
Sierra came in and we
split it.
We split it.
Yeah. He paid some with his, and I paid some with mine.
Because her and I together have a total amount for. Even though they're two different credit cards, I think it's like $20,000 that we have between us. And I think I've got 15 on mine and she's got 5, just in case those great big ones like that. But we can't do that with $35,000, but then you're getting the
3%.
Yeah.
So, I see. So with all those options, you're the man, as the manager, what would you propose?
I propose we keep the positive. And then if we need to, I like Paul's idea that anything over a certain amount, 500 or whatever, we do certified mail, because there's not going to be a lot of them. And then most of the stuff I can pay with, and Sierra can pay with credit card. And then Zions, that's part of Zions anyway, so that gets paid right through there. So.
And this last one had two separate checks. There was two invoices, but it was for the same vendor. I put both in that one envelope for certified mail. So I sent two checks in one envelope, and it cost the $530.
So I'd say positive pay and certified check, and Dave said, if we need to, we can do bill pay. And that would save us a certified as well, so that's what I would suggest.
Well, the amounts really, to me, aren't that much. We can't let them get ripped off again, but right. It's got to be, Zions can't be ripping us off either.
Right.
I guess I'm the one that kind of started the conversation concerning the banking anyway. I'm still discouraged to see some of the stuff like I'm seeing on the financial report when they're even charging us for our checks.
See, and I brought that up.
I don't agree with that at all.
I agree, and I brought that up with him, and he was, he said, somewhere in your banking somewhere, they're probably charging you. I don't know where. And I said, I don't know either, but he's pretty insistent that it was his business and that he was getting ACH for free, but so I don't know. So
I can tell you straight out, I don't get charged for checks. I don't get charged for certified checks. If there happens to be a charge thrown against my account by some other subsidiary or whatever, mm-hmm. they void the account and everything, and that's with KeyBank. And I've had both personal checking for quite a while with it. When I was running my businesses, I had that through KeyBank also. And that's the whole reason why I brought it up last month, is what I was seeing on here with the accounts that we're running and the size of the money you have in that account and the fact you're probably only paying 3.25% interest on anybody's savings, but yet they're charging 6-7% on everything going out. There's a pretty good window there. They're making the money some way or another. I don't see why they have to go to the level where they're nickel and dime in this operation. I really don't. So that's why I brought it up, but if the decision of the board is to go with what they decide to go with, then I'll follow with the decision of the board.
But we think we've taken care of that we're not going to go with that ACH and just go with the $35 positive pay. So
that's what we're here for, is to work things out. And we all bring...
that's just the new printed check charge, the $65. That's the... we're going to get $35.
Yes, from now on, we'll be only $35.
We all bring different tools to the table here, and that's what makes this unique. That's what makes it fun.
So they're not really charging for the checks. They're just charging for that service that they charge.
Okay.
They charged for the extra.
I don't know what you said, right on their new printed checks, $65.25.
That $65.25 is my clerk mileage.
Well, it probably won't be
Yes, I know. That's the new printed check is like a check that I just printed today to be signed.
That's what it's called.
Okay,
I can totally. That just came from Craig Hidalgo.
Excuse my confusion.
No, you're good. Now I see where you're coming from. To be honest, it was 65 something from the for the pocket.
Yeah, Clark Miles is right there. So
yeah, I could reword that. How should I put that?
It's not a charge. Yeah.
Staff mileage, reimbursement, or whatever.
Well, it won't be just my mileage. It just be.
Okay.
So it's any of the checks that, what that is that line item. And this came from Craig. Craig Hidalgo wanted it like this, and so that's why it's like that. But but that new printed checks represent that there was only one check that was
it happened to be my mileage today.
Or mileage, but any checks that
that are new that haven't been run
unprocessed checks. Yeah. Unprocessed.
That's
there.
That's probably the best.
Okay, I could do that.
Check.
And so that would be there you go.
Yes, yeah, so now okay, we're good.
All right.
Well, they're with key banks.
Have we whooped this thing to death yet?
I think, yeah.
I'm glad I put my report out.
Okay.
You got it.
Manager report.
Do you need to
vote on it or not?
Or anything?
Might as well just to have it done.
I guess we should to clean it up. What do we need the motion to say?
So I would motion something like, I move that we do positive pay with Zions Bank and just that. Because it's a Zions Bank question and answer, I move that we positive pay with Zions Bank.
Any takers?
I can't do it. So.
But they.
Where's the $35 going to show up on the account every month?
It will be under the office supplies.
I move that we just move to positive pay for $35 every month, and if we use certified check for anything over $500. A certified mail.
Do I hear a second?
I'll move a second.
Okay.
Jeff Ricks.
Is there any other discussion, questions?
I think to amend it, maybe we, something we could run this year and review at the beginning of next year. If it works, we'll just keep going with it. But if not, we can look at other alternatives.
I'll accept that amendment, but it's reviewed annually.
Does the amendment need a second?
Just the, if Jeff will.
I'll move that we include the amendment. Good.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's the manager report.
All right, first, I interviewed 12 people in the last 3 weeks, and I've got one person. So I'm still working on it. I talked to a couple of people tonight for a Delta sighting that hopefully will work out. One of their, they work for the school district as bus drivers, but which means that later on in the season they could still be able to fog at night. I've got my drone pilot and one other girl as for larva sighting, so I'm still looking for two more larva sighters. So if anybody knows of anybody, send them my way. It's $16 an hour to start. That, and that's been part of my problem. I can't go up, and I'm not going to go up because I don't want to be cowing to this new generation that I demand $21 an hour, and they're not doing the work of $21 an hour. So I will go from there. Now, with this warmer weather, we've got a couple of calls for mosquitoes. One of them is our friend in North Logan that likes to play us in Logan City against each other. He's right on the border. He is in North Logan, but he sees standing water, and he tells us that it is just, it's horrible. It's the worst of the year ever. And I just tell him, great, thanks for calling. Or Sarah does anyway, or Sierra does anyway. But with that brings, with this warm weather, we're going to start seeing the mosquitoes out earlier like we have. And they're the floodwater mosquitoes, so they're not carrying any diseases per se. The challenge is if it stays warmer and we have to start, we'll probably start fogging before we start larvaciding. If I do that, I've got to balance that, because if I start earlier, then that means I won't have anything at the end of the season. And if I don't have anything at the end of the season, that is when we see the West Nile virus, is later in the summer. And so I've got to balance that. I know that we've got the mosquitoes out with the flood water. They're not really carrying any diseases or anything, and they're a nuisance. But I've got my West Nile virus mosquitoes that come out later. My goal and responsibility that I feel is to try to make and balance that. I don't want the West Nile virus mosquitoes out in hordes and then we just get a huge influx of people getting sick. Last year was bad enough and we were keeping up on it as much as we could. And so you might hear people complaining about the mosquitoes and we're not doing anything. It's because I've got a balance. I only have the budget for so much product.
Could you like spray every other week?
We could, if we needed to.
You know, up until the month of
June. Then we could do something like that.
That would extend it out. Uh-huh. Then it would look like you're doing something.
True. Anyway.
You'd have enough.
But every other week, the wind will blow.
Especially. Then you do the other week.
Yeah, the other challenge is what it, right now we had a water meeting for Newton on Wednesday night, and they're saying that the Newton Reservoir is at 48% right now, and it's not looking like it's going to go up much anymore. But that is everywhere. And so if we do not have a wet spring, then our water and the runoff is not there in the sloughs and everything down in the bottoms and all that stuff. So we've got to balance all that too, because if we don't have the water and it warms up, we still got some of that water down in the sloughs that they'll have to treat. But then the summertime, trying to keep people going and everything, and what we're going to do with water's going to be our challenge this year.
What temperature does it take to kill off the existing mosquitoes right now?
It's got to be, in order for us to fog, it's got to be above 50 degrees. But for it to kill, a hard frost takes care of them. But it doesn't kill them, especially if they're in the larva stage. If they're in the larva stage and still in the water, we can have a hard frost, it would take care of the adults, but that larva is still viable, and then it warms up. Within a week or two, you've got to hatch again.
Well, they're talking with snow possibly next week, yes. Friday, it freeze anyway.
So I'm looking forward to that, to be honest with you. As much as I've loved recess at 75 degrees, it's been nice, yeah. But
from my perspective, it'll help you,
yes,
get cold again.
Exactly. So,
Richard, one thing I wonder, thinking about it, is that this happened to us a couple times where we get behind, and then it's, you have a rough summer just trying to, you know, if we get too far behind, never getting it on top,
right,
of it.
And I've thought of that, and so, like I love Paul's suggestion, if we go out every other week, because then people are seeing us do something, and then we might be able to take...
Where they're not a hazard, just,
yeah,
a nuisance, it'd,
yeah,
probably be a lot better. And if somebody does say, well, why aren't you doing it every other week? Well, because we need it. They came out earlier, and we need to...
And
it.
We
so
could do that based,
yeah,
we could do that based
there
on people complaining about it, too.
Yeah.
So
when the larva side, if there's no water around...
I don't know. There's still some out there, of course, but it's pretty. If you and then farmers aren't
irrigating
yet too. So,
Richard, are you with the employees you hire? Are they guaranteed that summer work till the end of summer?
Yeah.
So if we couldn't find it, we would have to keep them busy.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these kids are, like the two that I've hired. The one, the drone pilot, he's nonchalant. He'll be glad to have a job. He's glad to have a job, but he is coming from the drone program from Utah State. In fact, one of the main instructors up there, he's the one that got a hold of me and said, hey, I got a good candidate for you. And so he's my there. And then the other girl that I hired, she worked for Utah County Mosquito Abatement for the last couple of years, but she almost said no because I wasn't paying her enough. But even though I gave her $1 raise from up there, from down there, I mean, but then she said she'd like to work, but she needs that full time during the whole summer. So.
And Chad Hawks is retired?
Yes and no. He said he could come back, but then he was going to be gone all of June and 2 weeks in July. So he's with, not Brad, what's Kim. He's taken on responsibilities more with the DARE program. And so he's training all over the United States with Kim. So I'd keep him if I could. But yeah, with all of July, or 2 weeks in July and all of June,
yes,
it's not feasible.
Yeah.
So you still need two more larvaciders?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they basically ride the four-wheelers,
yeah,
around?
So I'd really like somebody with ATV experience.
Are you good with foggers?
I think so. I think that these two that I called tonight will be able to do that. And I've got two foggers already that have been here. But then I just need the two others, so I think I'm okay with them.
What's the age?
They got to be 18 to get a non-commercial pesticide license.
Have you talked to, like,
where we buy our four-wheelers. Maybe they might have some ideas of some people that are four-wheeler enthusiasts.
Cash Honda?
Yeah.
I can. I haven't.
They might have a few names if we need somebody.
Yeah. A lot of my candidates have actually come through Utah State's handshake. If you go in there and they put in a application into the handshake platform, and so that's where I got Sarah, actually the girl that I hired last week, and I interviewed a kid tonight that put his stuff in there, but he's just waiting back to hear from an internship. And I can do internships, so if you know somebody that wants an internship, I don't care what it is, I can do an internship.
Also maybe LDS employment services.
I've thought of that. I did that 1 year, and I did workforce services, and all I get is people that
don't want to work,
but they're doing their...
They're just doing their
due
diligence.
Yeah, they've got
it. We ended up having to pay unemployment for a year on one of them.
Yeah.
And he didn't even work.
So that's my concern with that, because I don't want to do that.
Hey, is that it?
Yep.
First report.
Okay. Do your trainings. If you haven't done your checks, do your checks. I know a few of you haven't been here. You've missed a few. If you have in your folder, if you haven't signed the two forms that need to be signed, please sign those and give them to me. I think Duncan, you had it, and then someone else. I can't remember. And then the other thing is, I got a call from Diana
Schaefer.
At the county auditors, the tax administration. So apparently last year she got a hold of me and wanted some records of when the district was formed, when things were annexed in, and things like that. And I said, we were formed in 2004. Here's when these towns were annexed in and what we were covered. And then I didn't hear anything. So I'm like, okay, she got what she needed. Well, she called me yesterday or the day before, and said that North Logan met on the 24th, and apparently what we found out was there was an 11-year agreement that the taxes would be, North Logan would be paying North Logan. I don't fully understand, but that North Logan was getting all this money for the 11 years, and then... but because we were before that 11 years, there's a few of us that North Logan technically owes us money. But North Logan passed in this meeting that they just want written notice from all these districts that we're just going to pass this. We're not going to worry about it. And North Logan will just keep the money and we'll be all clear and be all good. Diana called and is like, no. So Diana was very much on our side. She's like, I want to let you know that this is coming down the pipeline. And I know you as a district and some of the cemeteries are very small budgets, very like you need this money. And she said it was $800 and something that North Logan owes us. And so she's like, I wouldn't sign anything. And if they come back and they're like, oh, you should sign it. Diana says that her office can provide all this paperwork and say, hey, you owe these districts this money, and North Logan should has the money to pay us back.
Who haven't they given them the paper to pay it? Or they're just gonna sit till somebody forces them?
I think they're just going to sit until.
Well, what's with this office? That's, or who has to approach them?
So who sends them the bill?
Yeah.
I don't know, because there's quite a few districts.
Because we ought to send them a bill for what we haven't received.
I think that Diana will probably help us with that.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
at
she's like...
find out how to initiate that.
And if they don't...
We charge interest.
Yeah, or we don't spray your buddies.
Yeah.
Joe, that's you, buddy.
I'm out.
You're out.
That's crazy.
So yeah,
I know it's $800, but it's a principle that I'm.
That's what they owe us is
$800.
Yeah. 800 and something. She told me as I was driving. I just know it's 800 and something in some sense. But yeah, it was mainly she was calling us to let us know that this was coming down the pipeline and to inform you guys. So,
okay.
That's what I got.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Review and approve bills.
Okay. So that's where we are. I will reword this financial snapshot so it's better. Things like that. So, and then we got our personnel, our typical payroll, our maintenance. I paid two of our invoices with Adapco, and so that's where larvicide and adulticide thing supplies are for chemicals. Operation site, my mileage, office equipment. Our yearly QuickBooks goes out in March subscription. So that's why it's high, is because it's our yearly one-time payment for our QuickBooks subscription. And then safety, office supplies, our phones, and then the capital projects is a new fogger. So.
Two new foggers.
Oh, two new foggers.
Yep.
David Gavin, I move to pay the bills.
We have a motion. Does somebody want to second it?
David will second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? Discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything we need on next month's agenda?
I want to get that $800 thing going. That's ridiculous. So
I can talk. I'll call Diane and get. I'll also have her. I'll talk to her, but also have her email stuff because my memory is like a goldfish. So.
Speaking of, Sierra had her baby 3 weeks ago. So.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Everything went right.
Yep.
Baby's up and running.
Yeah.
Mom's not.
You getting any sleep?
So-so.
Grandma can help.
Okay.
Last one's a...
All boys.
All boys? Oh, what the deal?
That's why she cried when she found out all boys.
Yes, very, yeah.
Next will be girl.
I'll entertain for a motion to adjourn.
Okay, the gather move to adjourn.
Right. Joe works for seconds.
There you go.
Sorry, Joe.
All in favor, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Aye. He's adjourned.
All right. This is the better one than the mended.